SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Advocates and women's organisations have told a Senate inquiry into Australia's consent laws that the laws need to be harmonised across the country. 3 days of parliamentary hearings are seeking to examine the different definitions of consent across Australian jurisdictions and how the justice system affects survivors of sexual violence. Founder and CEO of the Teach Us Consent organisation, Chanel Contos, told the inquiry it is confusing that consent and sexual assault laws are not nationally consistent.
It's always been very bizarre to me that we have different laws in different jurisdictions around Australia because people travel, people go places to party, to celebrate schoolies, all of these different things. And it's I noticed it when I was when Teachers Consent was running a campaign on the criminalisation of stealthing unified across Australia, that we had a testimony from a young woman saying that she had been stealthed in a state where it wasn't a criminal act, but she was from Victoria where it was, and she was confused why when she was Googling it, this mismatch was happening.
Consent laws in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, Tasmania, and the ACT have adopted affirmative consent. This means a person is not considered as having consented to a sexual interaction unless they say or do something that indicates that consent has been given. Western Australia, South Australia, and the Northern Territory have not adopted affirmative consent. Stealthing, a form of sexual assault where someone removes a condom during sex without the knowledge or consent of the other person, is only illegal in New South Wales, Victoria, the ACT, South Australia, and Tasmania. Even the legal age of consent varies according to state and territory. But advocates and organisations also say harmonising laws will not be a single solution to stopping sexual assault or rape, or the culture that perpetuates such behaviour. They say schools and universities need to provide better sex and consent education, with comprehensive training for students and for teachers. Chanel Contos says teachers should be properly trained on how to provide age-appropriate sex and consent education, a policy she was close to finalising with the previous government.
An easy and tangible policy that has actually got... We got really, really, really close to pushing this through with the Morrison government, and we had a change of government and just dropped the ball on it. But as well as a national curriculum for students, there's actually an initial teacher education curriculum, which specifies what teachers at university need to learn in order to be qualified as a teacher in Australia. And embedding respectful relationships education, or how to deal with disclosures of sexual assault, or how to ensure that at least at minimum harmful behaviours are not being perpetuated through teachings, through behaviour correction, would be quite game-changing.
CEO and co-founder of Consent Labs, an organisation that provides consent programs to schools and universities, Angelique Wan, says the divide between the consent training provided in public and private schools is vast.
There absolutely is an inconsistency between the types of education institutions in terms of the resources that are available to them. When I consider the independent schools that we work with compared to the public schools that we work with across Australia, the independent schools, by far and large, are able to come closer to best practice implementation of this education than public schools are.
Universities Australia recently abandoned a respectful relationships campaign aimed at students because a minority of vice-chancellors objected to its explicit nature. Green Senator Larissa Waters, who sits on the committee, criticised the decision, saying universities should teach students consent or return the federal government funding provided to them for the training.
Well, sex happens, and we can either inform young people of how to do it in a safe and respectful and healthy and pleasurable way, or we can leave it to violent misogynistic porn to teach them about boundaries. So I think these senior university bods really need to come into this century and understand that young people deserve decent sex education, and that if you don't inform people, they are more likely to have adverse sexual experiences.
The various organisations have also called for increased funding for the work they do to deal with the increasing rates of reported sexual assault and harassment that occurs in person, but also now online. Rape and Sexual Assault Research and Advocacy CEO Dr. Rachel Burgeon also says the way juries and legal professionals view rape and sexual assault victim survivors needs to be remedied, possibly with a specialist court that deals with only these cases.
I know there's a lot of conversations about getting rid of juries. I don't think that fixes the problem. We've seen in some high-profile sexual assault cases, I won't name them, but that judges have equally as poor views, equally as problematic views, relying on contemporary morality, to quote, to make decisions about whether or not somebody was consenting and whether or not a person had reasonable belief that the other person was consenting. So getting rid of juries isn't the answer, but I think we need to think about what a specialist court that is trauma-informed would look like.
If you or someone you know wants to talk about sexual assault or harassment, family or domestic violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Sophia Tarek, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.